Michael Collins. Piper will be with us in just 2 minutes. Just give us some time here.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, here I am. Yes, this is Mike Piper, much to the regret of many, I'm sure. We are coming to you live here tonight. Sorry for the delay. Had to take care of a minor matter here before I could go on the air. It is July 17th. It's Thursday. Happy birthday, incidentally, to Willis Cardo, the founder of Liberty Lobby, and also the gray eminence, so to speak, behind American Free Press and publisher of the Barnes Review. Today is Willis's, oh, hell, I don't know what birthday it is. He's somewhere in his early 80s, but I can assure you, if you've ever met Willis, he walks with the step of a man who's half his age. Hell, he walks faster than I do, and he is quite alert. So, just goes to show you that age doesn't always dictate. Anyway, we're already going to the break, folks. So when we come back, we'll be here.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
We are back. At least I'm back. I think you've been there waiting patiently. Those of you who chose to wait for the big excitement, that is me, I am here with you now, folks. It is the 17th of July. As I say, this is Willis Carter's birthday. Happy birthday to Willis. Yesterday, incidentally, was my birthday, although if you check out Wikipedia, it says that today is my birthday, but that's quite all right. They can publish falsehoods because they publish falsehoods about a lot of things, so why shouldn't they publish falsehoods about my birthday? In any case, today I had the pleasure or displeasure of looking at the latest issue of Washington Jewish Week. And I'm going to read you an article which speaks for itself. The Republican Jewish Coalition criticized Barack Obama on Monday for bringing Israel critic Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican of Nebraska, along on his trip to Israel later this month. The only problem with that is Hagel wasn't scheduled to go to the Jewish state with Obama, only to Iraq and Afghanistan. After a day of avoiding the question, the group admitted its error. That's the Republican Jewish Coalition. Admitted its error in a second release acknowledging that Hagel was not going to Israel with the presumptive Democratic nominee, but emphasizing that, quote, we, that is, the Republican Jewish Coalition, remain concerned about the ongoing outreach by Senator Obama to Senator Hagel. We remain deeply troubled that Senator Obama has called Hagel one of the quote-unquote good guys, and that Hagel is often cited as a possible vice presidential candidate or as a future cabinet member in a possible Obama administration. Republican Jewish Coalition Executive Director Matt Brooks said in a statement. Interestingly, though, the group, that is the Republican Jewish Coalition, cited a blog posting by the National Jewish Democratic Council as its evidence of Hagel's poor record on Israel. Well, there's some interesting things about this, I think. Well, first of all, is, as the Washington Jewish Week says, interestingly, this so-called Republican Jewish Coalition cites evidence from the National Jewish Democratic Council to attack this Republican senator. Now, isn't it interesting that this Republican Jewish Coalition is attacking a Republican because of the Republican stand on Israel? Now, it seems to me that the very fact that we have a Republican Jewish Coalition and a National Jewish Democratic Council that are both focusing on the issue of Chuck Hagel's stands on Israel, that seems to belie the theory. It seems to belie the idea that the issue of Zionism and the State of Israel is somehow separate and distinct from Jewish interests, as many people would suggest. So we have Jewish groups, official Jewish groups within both major parties, considering Israel to be a Jewish issue. Maybe you don't understand my point. Maybe I'm not making my point clear. But there is something there. You know, as I say, we constantly hear this refrain that Zionism is not Judaism and Judaism is not Zionism. But as far as these groups that are involved in the two major parties are concerned, the issue of Israel is a Jewish issue. Now, of course, the funny thing is, these same groups will then turn around and say, well, actually, Israel's security is not a Jewish issue. It's an American issue because, after all, Israel is America's best friend. It's a dear little country that rose out of the ashes of the Holocaust and stands alone in the world today, surrounded by all these evil, dirty Arab Nazis, etc., etc., etc. Anyway, just a thought, just a comment. Now, this is very, very interesting from Washington Jewish Week. The headline, Assad, referring to Syrian President Bashar Assad. Assad, world will suffer dearly if Iran is attacked. Syrian President Bashar Assad warned Monday that Israel, the United States, and the entire world would suffer severely if Iran were attacked. They quote Assad as saying, the U.S. and the world will pay a heavy price. Iran has already emphasized that Israel will pay directly for such an attack. The problem is, Assad said, is that when one side begins such an operation in the Middle East, it won't be possible to control the consequences, which will likely influence the region for many years to come. Assad also criticized the U.S. and its conduct in dealing with the Iranian nuclear threat. He said, although logic should dictate that an attack on Iran should not be carried out due to its consequences, the Bush administration was not acting accordingly. The Bush administration is stirring up a war, he said. It is acting against the reason of our country as well as most European and world nations. Well, you know, why I think this is interesting is because everything that Assad said is absolutely true. And it's very, very clear that in the context of what the Syrian president said, that Mr. Assad was saying that it would just be a foolish thing for the United States or Israel alone or together to attack Iran because it would just create a big mess, which is absolutely true. Now, The way Washington Jewish Week, though, has spun this, it sounds as though Assad is making the threats. The context in which they have placed this, it appears as though here's this evil Arab. This evil Arab is making these horrible threats that the United States and Israel will suffer severely if Iran were attacked. Well, again, you know, it amazes me the hypocrisy of what we continue to get out of Jewish voices demanding war against Iran. Now, you know, there are noises today in the paper that the United States is being conciliatory toward the Iranians. This is probably just about as conciliatory, as I said last night on this program, as to how Israel will take two steps forward for peace, ostensibly for peace, and it'll get all the big headlines, and everybody will say, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that Israel is trying to make peace? Now, won't the Arabs go along with dear little Israel? And yet, of course, what doesn't make the headlines is that then Israel reverses itself and takes three steps backward. Isn't it amazing, folks? Isn't it funny? Isn't it hilarious? Isn't it just rotten, really, that these bloodthirsty warmongers who are calling for the destruction of Iran, and that's exactly what they're calling for the mass murder of the Iranian people, these bloodthirsty warmongers are posing their bloodthirsty calls for war in the context of saying, oh, well, these evil Iranians, they might attack Israel, so therefore we have to attack Iran because that's a good thing to stop these bad guys from doing something nasty to poor little Israel. So we're going to kill them before they kill us. That's essentially what we have here, folks. But I'm sorry to tell you, very, very sorry to tell you that what is going to happen is that if somehow Bush and his Jewish advisors and the very powerful Jewish lobby in this country somehow do manage to get a war going against Iran, so many of the American people who are fed up with Bush's war in Iraq are going to say, well, this one we have to fight. This is a war we do need to fight because, well, after all, those Iranians are evil. I mean, after all, they're Muslims. After all, they held our hostages back in 1980. After all, they did this. After all, they did that. I mean, my God, President Ahmadinejad actually held a conference and he said the Holocaust didn't happen. Can you imagine that? Yep, a lot of people are going to go along with this madness. People like my friend, the big shot lawyer. I'm just anxious to see what kind of excuses he's going to make for the need to attack Iran. You know, I really would like to believe that story that I saw in the Washington Post today that suggested that the United States is making nice towards Iran, but I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I've seen the tone in the Jewish newspapers. I've seen these Jewish rallies in New York. Little old ladies kind of waving both American and Israeli flags and saying, stop Iran. No, we need to stop Israel. We need to stop the Jewish lobby in this country, folks. It's that simple. It's a lobby for war. It's an anti-American force, un-American, totally anti-American, nothing American about it at all. These people are getting ready to blow up the world, folks. Why anyone would want to blow up our world, I don't know. They must be nuts. All right, we're going to a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Mike Piper coming to you here from republicbroadcasting.org. Stopped down at the American Free Press office today for a few minutes. They were putting the paper together. It was pretty much complete by the time I got there. A lot of interesting stuff in the paper this week, as there always is, so I do encourage you to check it out. The website, of course, is AmericanFreePress.net. And again, like I have to always tell you, it's not the entire paper. Now, you can subscribe online and get an online edition of the newspaper, which has the whole newspaper up there for you to read in, I think, what they call PDF format. But the entire print newspaper is the paper is also printed. It's an actual printed newspaper. Anyway, that having been said, as I say, there's a lot of good information there. And if you're not familiar with American Free Press, I would urge you to check it out. And also check out the Barnes Review website at barnesreview.org or barnesreview.com. Either one will take you to that site. Incidentally, you know, I've been talking about Jim Marr's new book. What is the name of it? Silly thing. The Rise of the Fourth Reich. You know, I didn't realize it until the day that the book is published by HarperCollins. It's William Morrow is the publisher, but it's an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers. Now, you know, it's kind of funny. It didn't click in my mind until I saw a reference to it today that HarperCollins, this publishing company that has put out Jim Marr's book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, which is available in all the bookstores. It's, you walk into Borders bookstores, major chain bookstore, and there it is right in front of you, at least right here in Washington, D.C., of all places. HarperCollins is owned by guess who? Not some independent patriot publishing company. HarperCollins is owned by Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch of the Weekly Standard, Rupert Murdoch, hardline Zionist. Yes, evidently he is of at least partial Jewish descent on his mother's side, although Rupert Murdoch himself is officially a quote-unquote Episcopalian, I do believe. But whatever his religion is or is not, the fact is that Rupert Murdoch is one of the biggest troublemakers on the face of the planet today. Rupert Murdoch's media empire, he inherited some of his media empire, the early beginnings of it, from his father, who was based in Australia. But it was as a consequence of international Jewish money, specifically Rothschild, Bronfman, Oppenheimer, and the late Armand Hammer. They pulled their money together and provided Rupert Murdoch the funding that laid the foundation for the international growth of his media conglomerate. And of course, isn't it interesting that this hardline Zionist Rupert Murdoch, he is a hardline Zionist, the supporter of Israel, he's the one who's putting out Jim Marr's book that claims that the Nazis have taken over America and that George Bush is a Nazi, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, ad nauseum, as they say. Now, that fact alone should raise questions in the minds of patriots. It should raise questions in the minds of American nationalists. If Rupert Murdoch published a book by Mike Piper, which is never going to happen, but if Rupert Murdoch published a book by me, then people would rightly say, well, wait a minute, why is Rupert Murdoch promoting Mike Piper? Well, why is Rupert Murdoch promoting Jim Marrs? Why is Jim Marrs promoting this theory that the Nazis took over America, that the Nazis are behind all the foreign policy disasters of the last 50 years here in the United States, that the Nazis were behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy? And why are so many patriots, if I read the internet correctly, why are so many patriots hailing the release of Jim Marr's book, which has been put out there by Rupert Murdoch's media empire? Think about it. Think about it. Now, I know most of you who are listening understand the context of what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, there are some people out there, even within this listening audience, I'd be willing to bet, even among some of our listeners, who are saying, oh, well, Piper's just pro-Nazi, or he's a Nazi apologist, so he doesn't like Jim Marrs talking about the Nazis, et cetera, et cetera, and after all, Bush is a Nazi, et cetera, et cetera. Well, most of us know better. But those of you who are still inclined to believe this theory that the Nazis are running America, think about it. Think about it, folks. All right. We have reached the half-hour point. When we come back, we've got Dave from Massachusetts. I know two Daves in Massachusetts, but we're going to bring Dave in Massachusetts, whichever Dave this is, up. Both of them are good fellas. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are going right to the phones here. We've got a full lineup of callers. We will proceed. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Let's find out which Dave this is. I know who this Dave is. How you doing tonight, Dave?
good, Michael. Hey, listen, I'm going to do my damnedest to denazify Patriot Radio.
Thank God somebody's going to do it.
I read Ma's, the first chapter of his book, but I'm going to keep reading it so that I can give you some input on it and stuff. But, hey, let's see now. Quickly, sometimes I call American Free Press and I make an outright donation, Michael, but this month I took the opportunity to get the rest of your books.
I can't blame you for that.
I have the golem coming and the Judas Ghost, and then I'm getting another copy of the High Priests of War, because I gave my other copy away. That book was excellent. If anybody thinks the Nazis are the war in control, they better read that book and find out the true background of those neocons. But let me see here now. You know what I'd like to, Michael, have you ever heard, chances are you haven't, but have you ever heard of an evangelist named Ralph Edward Woodrow?
Is he someone of the past or the present?
I guess I'd say both. He's still alive. I was talking to him today. I used to.
The name sounds vaguely familiar, but if my life depended on it, I couldn't tell you anything about him.
Yeah, well, he's out in now he's in Palm Springs, California. He used to be out of Riverside, but Michael, he's just remarkable. As far as I'm concerned, he's the best Bible teacher in the country. And can I give you his website?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Ralph Woodrow, you know, all one word, ralphwoodrow.org.
That's easy enough to remember, ralphwoodrow.org, okay?
And all his, I think he offers all his books for like $70, and they're all just incredible. But, you know, if you really want to treat yourself, even tonight, if you want to enjoy yourself and the people in the listening audience, go to his website and click on our newest article, and it's entitled Words. And most people that are into talk radio and everything are word people. You know, they're wordsmiths, so they enjoy words, but... it's so enjoyable reading his latest article on words. But,
yeah, I'll check it out. Yeah, I thought the name sounded vaguely familiar. I don't know that I've ever actually read anything by him, but I'll check it out myself. That's an easy name to remember too. RalphWoodrow.org.
Right. I'm holding one of his books in my hands right now. It covers Noah's flood, Joshua's long day, and Lucifer's fall. But, you know, people would be amazed to read his analysis of this whole doctrine, Michael, of this business about Lucifer. And you know, this stuff which ties in with the Illuminati and everything. It's not at all what most Bible-believing Christians believe. And, you know, I can't recommend it highly enough to, and after you read, his whole analysis of everything the Bible has to say about this business about Lucifer and everything, actually it's just used once, Lucifer, when it's referring to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. But, let me get my glasses on. But, it's just remarkable, but you know, I won't talk too long about this, and I'll call you in again to talk about the Nazi thing. But I'll just say this: you know, this business about Lucifer and so on being the most beautiful angel and this angel of light that was transformed into the devil and everything. But actually, I'll give you a little clue. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 in verse 14. It says, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. It doesn't say, you know, it doesn't say an angel of light was transformed into Satan. And, but anyways, get his books and check out his website and read his latest newsletter and the article on words, tonight. You'll love it.
I'll check it out. I'll check it out, Dave. You know, incidentally, it kind of, as you were talking, it does remind me that, and I'm no theologian, and I don't pretend to be, and if I tried to get in a serious theological discussion, I would show exactly how ignorant I am, but I have seen it suggested that perhaps Satan is alive and well and living on planet Earth today in the form of one particular group of people, but I'll just leave that hanging. Dave, I have to move on, but I always thank you for your calls.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, Michael.
All right, you take care of yourself. All right, let's go to Will in Pennsylvania. Will, how are you?
Good evening, Mr. Piper.
What's going on tonight?
Nothing much, sir. I would just like to make the case now, if we look at history, you can argue that Adolf was a Rothschild agent, so perhaps the Nazis, you know, are running things, and the Zionists are the Nazis. I believe there's a power struggle between Anglo and Zionism, and the Zionists ain't having it. They will triumph, in my opinion.
You know, that's interesting. You know, I tell you something. I'm familiar with that theory, that thought that there's a struggle between the Anglo establishment and the Jewish establishment. But let me tell you one reason why I have rejected that a long, long time ago. I used to feel very strongly that that was indeed the case. But I'll tell you why I don't think it's actually correct, because when you use that term, and I'm not saying you, but when people yes. use the term, Carol Quigley, the author of the famous book Tragedy and Hope,
yes.
also wrote a book called The Anglo-American Establishment.
Establishment, yes.
And it's a very interesting book. It's a very good book. It's a very fact-filled book. But what we have to remember is that the Anglo-establishment, as in the British Empire,
yes.
the Anglo-establishment, for all intents and purposes, was taken over by the Rothschilds and these other satellite Jewish banking families.
Yes,
many
so
of
you
whom,
believe it's well underway and it has already transpired.
Yeah, they intermarried with so many of these families.
Well, you know, the Queen sits on the throne and underneath it, which is the stone of scone. Which is supposed to be, you know, she considers herself a descendant of, you know, a Hebrew descendant
of the house of David. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you know, the other thing too is that the actual, well, for example, the British Empire is run out of what is known as the City of London, and I'm not referring to the capital of England, the City of London. I'm referring to
the
financial
city within the city.
District.
Yes, just
in
like
London.
Washington, D.C. is the
right,
city
yeah, more
city.
Or less.
And,
yeah. Oh, yeah, and what this city of London is the financial establishment. That's what it's known of,
yes.
known as in England. And the Rothschilds dominate that city of London, and that city of London's empire is known
yes.
as the British Empire. It was known as the British Empire, but in reality, it was the Rothschild Empire. So,
yes.
And also, I'll tell you, here in the United States, a lot of these old line Anglo families are sitting on
crypto Jews.
What's that?
Crypto Jews?
Well, some are. Yeah, there's definitely that aspect of it too. But also, what has happened is that, and from what I have seen and read, and I'm talking about a lot of material over the years, a lot of these old line families are sitting very quietly on big piles of money
yes.
and just being very happy to be allowed to keep their fortunes and have basically pulled out of active political involvement
yes,
in a big level.
I see a Rockefeller as just a legate. He's a representative of people we don't even get to really see. And,
yeah, Rockefeller. Now, there's a good example. I mean, the Rockefellers were financed by Rothschild-controlled
yes.
banks.
Just like J.P. Morgan, when he died, it was found out, you know, he was only worth, you know, a couple million. It was all Rothschild money.
Yes, exactly. See, that's the whole thing. So you know, and right now, if you actually look at the Rockefeller family, I mean, David Rockefeller is still alive. He's like,
98.
He's a very old man. I actually saw him once here in Washington, D.C. He is even the Council on Foreign Relations. He's known as the prime figure behind the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yes, which is an RII, Royal Institute International Affairs
exactly.
Office.
Exactly.
They didn't want to put royal in the title in 1921 because Americans still had a little semblance of what this country was founded on. God forbid the word royal.
Absolutely. Exactly. So I'll tell you, the real power within the Council on Foreign Relations now is a guy by the name of Maurice Greenberg.
Yes.
And over the last several months, I am working on this new book, which is just about finished, and it touches on a lot of this stuff. Not all of it's new, but I put it together in a new framework for people to look at. But in any case, what's very, very interesting is that you look at some of the most wealthy and powerful Jewish figures today, people whose names are not widely known, but who are immensely wealthy and immensely powerful, they seem to be dominating a lot of the institutions.
Indeed,
educational
indeed.
Institutions.
Academia.
Foundation.
Media, yes.
Rockefeller-oriented.
Yes. I don't want to take all your time. I have two quick things, right?
Go ahead.
Now, I think we all know that it's not the black pope who controls the world. It's the crimson cardinal and the purple pontiff and the blue bishop. On a serious note, I took you, Alex Jones called your show a couple years back.
You're right, right.
And I put you in a song with, you know, I put him on your show in a song, and it's called Bow to the Queen, which I really mean Israel. To me, you can go to soundclick.com/liarsnightmare, one word.
Let me write that down.
Yes.
Soundclick.com. Is that C-L-I-C-K?
Yes, just like
dot com.
Slash Liar's Nightmare, one word. And that's the first song on there. You'll see a picture of a queen of the queen holding a semi-automatic with a silencer.
I gotta check that out.
All right, Michael, it's been fun, buddy.
All right, Will, thanks for your call. Good to hear from you.
For a year and a half. I love you. Bye bye.
All right. Okay, I lost my page, ladies and gentlemen, so bear with me for a moment here. Okay, oh, we have Carl in Canada. Carl, come on up. Or come on down, I guess I should say.
Hey, I tried to get a hold of you. Well, I had court today. It was very interesting what happened. I'm still detained, though. It's went on for 2.5 hours today. Basically getting the same runaround, getting nowhere. Did you get a chance to read that Tehran Times article?
No, I did not, and I'm glad you reminded me about that. I got to check that out. Yeah,
I have a whole list. The front page of Monday's Tehran Times. They put it right under a picture of Ahmadinejad.
Well, you're an international celebrity now.
I don't think the other Arab news agencies picked up on the story. But that wasn't why I was calling. I had some other material in storage. I'm trying to get the stuff out of storage. It's religious notes. I know what Dave from Massachusetts, I was listening to his comments, I guess something about Satan being an angel or turning himself into an angel of light, transforming himself into an angel of light. See, I've studied theology, and, you know, I've been to Protestant, Catholic, Seventh-day Adventist churches and other religious groups, you know, studying what they believe, you know, and a lot of my notes and research, you know, when I started researching the Bible for myself and stopped listening to what these churches taught, you know, I started finding out a lot of interesting things. See, I'm not a Seventh-day Adventist, but they do teach some things I believe is a lot closer to truth than a lot of the Protestant denominations, you know, like, you know, how this government's been taken over, you know, by Satan, and the America is the beast of the deceptive beast. And there's continuous deception, you know, leading up to wars. And I know the Adventists, and there are some other churches who basically out, instead of going along with these politicians, you know, they point to them and say they're instruments of Satan. I don't know how
you... it's interesting you tell me this. I have a very dear friend who is a... devout Seventh-day Adventist, and she comes from a family that were pretty big in the Seventh-day Adventist movement, and she is largely an apolitical person, but when she and I have political discussions, it always amazes me how much her views and my views on political matters and matters such as this do intersect. And her political views are shaped, in fact, by her devout Seventh-day Adventist beliefs.
Yes, because there are more teaching the truth about the United Nations, and they're teaching the truth about the United States basically being a deceptive power, and that gets people's mind open more, you know, to the probability that we're being deceived and lied to by these politicians, whereas the mainstream churches...
And, you know, I have to confess here that I used to kind of... scoff at Seventh-day Adventists, mainly because I really didn't know, I guess, anything about their church, you know, and I always kind of considered them kind of a, kind of a kooky group, but...
But there are some other groups, too, who, you know, even more viewed as extremist and, you know, separatist, but, you know, not the Mormon, but, you know, similar, that... are basically often pointed to as heretical because they don't agree with the mainstream Protestant theology. But
they don't go along with this big toad down in Texas, John Hagee.
Yeah, but they also talk the truth about Israel. You know, I had a scripture in the Bible. I know in Romans chapter 9. I'm trying to see if I had the Bible. It says that not all from Israel are really Israel. Not, you know, also about those who descend from Abraham. They're not, you know, from, they're not all, you know, the seed, you know, the chosen ones, the children of the promise. It goes on, you know, there's other scriptures also in Galatians, I think, 6:16, where it calls the Christians the Israel of God. And I know I heard Dave mentioning about the true Jews being the Christians the other day. And there are some other scriptures in the Bible, who, you know, basically to support that. You know?
Oh, I think that, you know, I mean, in reality, that is the, yeah, the real foundation of,
and God doesn't choose between, you know, Jew and Gentile anymore, like he, you know, maybe at one time, you know, he gave the Jews a condition, you know, if you obey my voice, you will be my people.
And they did, and they did not. Well, Carl, I tell you what, we are going to the break here, and I have one more caller I need to bring up when we come back, so I will say thank you for this call, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
To the wind, the sun, and the rain.
We can be like they are.
Come on, baby.
Don't feel the reaper.
Baby, take my hand.
Don't feel the reaper.
All right. ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. We have one more caller here. A couple minutes to go. We have Tony in Florida. Tony, come on up.
Yeah, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Okay. At the beginning of the show, you mentioned, you know, the news this week on in Iran as well. You know, maybe we can get together with these people and there may not be an attack and on and on and on. Okay. There's a article here in the Guardian. U.S. plans to station diplomats in Iran for the first time since 1979. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see something about that yesterday or the day before, as a matter of fact, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, the point I'm trying to make is, why wasn't that article out last week? Because that's some pretty big news, you know, to actually start an intersection, or is that how they pronounce it?
Yeah.
You know, in Tehran. Why was that news not out last week, as opposed to what was coming out last week, was Israel is having, you know, conducting maneuvers on Iraqi bases. You remember that.
Right, exactly.
And that stuck oil up about $12 to record highs. You remember that last week?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
That little piece of news in the Jerusalem Post pushed oil up to record highs at 147. Okay. Oh, now this week, now we have this news. Oh, well, maybe we're going to get along with these people. We're going to cut a deal with them. And
yes,
look where
exactly.
Oil went. Oil went down $17. I know this sounds a little far-fetched, but this is just peculiar. I mean, what I'm seeing is possibly these Jews at Goldman Sachs, New York City, at the hedge funds, are working with the people in Israel and possibly with some of these people in our government to manipulate the oil markets with this news.
I think that's an inevitability. I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, there's so much of this going on, and the press plays it like a violin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I trade stocks for a living. I'm watching these news stories drive this market up and down. And I've been watching it for months now.
Interesting. Yeah, and you know, and that's the thing. What we always have to remember, you know, a lot of people think, how can I put this? A lot of people think that, you know, newspapers are just reporting the news. So the average person actually believes that. But they never consider the fact that there's so many things going on behind the scenes that these stories appear out there for a reason that is being manipulated from behind the scenes. And there is talk about, you know, what do they say, follow the money? That's all you got to do, and you know that better than anybody.
Exactly. Like I said, you know, this thing about, we're going to start an intersection in Iran, in Tehran. I mean, you mean to tell me that was just considered in the last couple of days?
Well, right, exactly.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like all of a sudden George Bush woke up one day and said to Laura, hey, Laura, let's have an intersection in Iran. And she
exactly.
said, yeah, George.
Yeah, an oil tank, $17. Goldman went short last week.
And somebody knew it was going to happen.
Exactly.
Exactly. Tony, thank you very much for that call. Very interesting call. That's something for people to think about.
Exactly, because
learned something here tonight. All right, thanks, Tony. All right, we're wrapping it up, folks. Have a good evening. Stay tuned to RBN. See you here tomorrow night, God willing.
Gold has been